Sina, thanks very much for joining us here at the Sea Change Conference. It would be good to get your sense, I guess, on what role design is playing here in terms of making some of the changes and some of the transitions that are needed.
I think my key message at the conference today was to say that design matters. How you bridge the investments and the whole real estate ideas and in a business case into the solutions is crucial in order to achieve decarbonization in cities.
What are some of the things that you think people need to be thinking about, need to be doing in order to effect that change?
I think it's important for us as designers to expand the way we look at design. In the old days, it was much more about, you know, having a brief and then do some sketches and so on. And now we need to work with deeper insights. It could be on carbon, it could be on biodiversity, it could be on a lot of various topics that relates to the climate change we are in. And I think that is the most exciting thing right now, being an architect in a very global world.
And do you think both the occupiers and the investors are really on board with this? Do you see that beginning to come through the industry?
I see a lot of interest in participating in this discussion, but I also see a big variation. I see someone is not interested at all. They are pushing the agenda towards the end customers, and then we see a forefront in real estate where they're actually trying to combine both capital but also other types of partnerships to actually achieve some of these goals.
And I suppose in terms of you were here giving a keynote, what were the key areas that you wanted the audience to take away?
I think one of my messages today was also to say that we are also risking a lot while we are designing with new types of materials, new types of research or tools. And we also need the capital and the real estate industry to participate in that. So we need another risk profile for different projects, because the way that we actually create earthshot projects or projects that are beacons in this is necessary to push the agendas. So it's not only in the computer, but we are prototyping the things we're talking about.
And there was the PropTech Awards, obviously. How important is technology and innovation, particularly in terms of solving some of these issues with the transition?
Yes, I was very glad to see winners here standing behind me. I think that was it's interesting to see this conference also sort of trying to inspire other parts of industries relating to real estate. And I think exactly PropTech and the technology part is key to unlock the potentials of data that we can actually use to decarbonize cities.